Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Prep Life Podcast. This is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Enger, and today with my fabulous co-host.
Hey, guys. This is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro.
So today we are going to be doing a bit of a Q&A. I feel like these can be a good way to get a couple of different topics that we've gotten DMs or requests on kind of addressed, maybe if it doesn't facilitate a full podcast. So one of the questions I actually got this morning, and it was pertaining to blood work. So I think her name was Shadow Z Doll, something like that. Shadow Welty, I don't know. Anyways, she messaged me on Instagram asking about blood work, and she's a nurse, and she was kind of saying, which thank you so much for saying that I try to honor what's within my scope of practice, which I definitely do. I'm not going to be one of those coaches that says I can fix you and your hormones.
That's not
appropriate. That's not my job. But there are a lot of things that I can do, and that I can work side by side with a practitioner within their scope of practice, and some things that I can change either to stress management, training, style and programming, nutrition, nutrient deficiencies, things like that, where I can be of help as their online bikini coach. And I just wanted to talk about, she was asking which panels or which draws she should get that would be the most beneficial for competitors. So the first thing I wanted to address with this question is that I know this probably sounds like a broken record, but it's very context dependent. So it depends on what you're experiencing, what your symptoms are and things like that. So I do recommend that everybody should get a metabolic panel every year, just as part of like a physical, just for general health, that has like your fasting blood glucose, you know, to screen for diabetes, and a blood lipid profile, so you know that your cholesterol is in a great range, and just like general kidney function, liver function, kind of nutrient deficiencies, things like that. I think everyone should get a full metabolic panel every year, and most insurances cover that. But as competitors, we have, we're what Precision Nutrition would call a level 3 client. So those clients have a specific goal. And so, you know, level 1, you're just beginning to learn about, you know, eating the proper way. Level 2, you start, you know, thinking about nutrient timing around the workout. But level 3, it's a specific goal. So we have a defined date that we go on stage. In our example, there's a couple of things to kind of look out for. So pretty much if you were to take blood work of competitors right after a show, or like the ones that had gone on stage, they would all probably show suppressed thyroid, low sex hormones, testosterone. They would kind of look like a cluster. When you get that lean, it's just, it happens. The hormones, you know, things down regulate and they adapt, because we're not supposed to be that lean. So I recommend that competitors make sure that they are taking, if they're doing it before a prep, that would be ideal. So just kind of knowing going into starting a lean out phase, I would recommend, you know, before you start a 12-week cut, kind of getting baseline measurements. And then if you want to go ahead and take it after the show, I would wait 6 weeks minimum. I would recommend more than like 8. So Chris, I don't know if you mind sharing. Sure. We kind of recommended this for you. So if you want to take that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I decided to, like Amy had said, you know, I had a couple of symptoms that were like very mild, but you just kind of know when your body is not feeling its best. And I think that's important to remember too, is like when you are dieting, it can take a significant amount of time for your body to like produce those hormones again or go back to homeostasis. So, you know, even with putting on, you know, some body fat in my improvement season, so feeling a little bit lethargic. So I went ahead 8 weeks post show and got my blood work drawn. And like Amy had said, they tested everything from my thyroid to my sex hormones to, you know, my cholesterol. We covered everything. And it was a really good window into like what was happening with my body. And, you know, at first it's super overwhelming because you're testing a lot of things. And, you know, we're still pretty close to my show. So things are, you know, maybe not working optimally yet, but it gives us a picture of what things we can adjust in my lifestyle or with my diet, so that we can continue to get things to improve at a healthy level.
So some things that, you know, I think that would be good if you're feeling symptoms where you're not responding, you're not able to lose weight when you're trying to lose weight, when you're dieting, doing cardio, or you're not feeling, you know, that returned energy, or you're not feeling like proper like libido, you're just not feeling yourself, you're tired, you know, all the time. These are some signs that something could be off. And so some things that I like to work with, we have a functional medicine doctor that will kind of do a workup and kind of collect all of your, basically what things are kind of ailing you, and then kind of direct, you know, a blood panel or a draw that would be, you know, reflective of trying to figure out maybe what would be causing those things. And then I like it that she also offers for their coach, for the athlete's coach, to be on the phone, so you have kind of a second pair of ears listening in, and that way we can work together. If there's something that needs to be prescribed or addressed medically, then that can be addressed with the doctor's recommendations. And then if there's something that we can do, for example, with adrenals, you can kind of see those indicators when you see cortisol, especially if it's taken in the morning and it's extremely low, or it can kind of be a sign of adrenals are fatigued. There's no such thing as adrenal fatigue. So I'm careful when I say that, because Cushing's or Addison's disease are the only actual diseases of the adrenal glands. So there's a lot you could do for the adrenals. Insulin, for example, was really low for you as well, right?
Yeah, very low. Yeah.
And your blood sugars turned out, you know, they were, if your fasting blood glucose is between 80 and 90, I think that's a really good range. If you're in the 70s, that's like pretty optimal. So you can kind of see if someone's like teetering on the side of being pre-diabetic with blood work. So if they're, you know, 95 or higher, then you might want to take a look at like their A1C. A1C, once it gets into like the sixes, that's kind of an indicator. It's basically an average of the last 3 months of your blood sugar. So that's kind of a good indicator too, as like a secondary set of data that you can look at to see if someone's maybe pre-diabetic. But in this case, you know, usually like if insulin and cortisol are elevated, those can be signs of like insulin resistance and things like that, where people have a hard time losing weight. In your case, with them being low, it just kind of shows that the adrenals have been in a high cortisol state for so long that, similar to like your pancreas, when you are consuming sugar all of the time and it's constantly spilling out insulin, at a certain point it stops working, right? And so that's why someone becomes diabetic. Same thing with the adrenal glands, you know, it's pumping out all of this cortisol. At a certain point, it just stops doing it, and then you just feel tired all the time. So there's plenty of things that you can do for adrenals, mending them naturally. We have, we have a separate podcast that's the HPA Access. I don't know if it still exists on iTunes. They only archive 2 years, but basically there's a lot of things that you can do about like your sleep hygiene, the hour before you go to bed, blue light stimulation, your caffeine consumption, like eliminating that or doing a caffeine detox would be essential. And then, mending the adrenals with some Adrenal Restore supplementing are also some good tools as well. I feel like I'm going
How
really
about your
off.
Workout?
Oh, yeah. And you can also do a cortisol reset. So, you know, taking out HIIT cardio would be super important. Either LISS or zero cardio for a while. Taking more rest days. Restorative yoga for, you know, 2 to 3 days a week. Backing off on the training, doing restorative walks. Those are all things. But getting back to your blood work question, I know I kind of went off into tangent there. But yeah, we tested all the sex hormones. So progesterone, estradiol, testosterone. And then it's always good to get your thyroid checked. And most doctors will only test TSH, which is the thyroid stimulating hormone. That's just your jumper cable. So that's just your pituitary gland telling your body that it needs to produce how much T4 it needs to produce. So, depending on what the levels are, some doctors only will draw the TSH, and that just doesn't tell the whole picture. Mine in the past has always been fine. It's been like perfect, but I've been subclinical hypothyroid for like 10 years. Because my T4 and my T3 are very low. So your body makes the T4, which is an inactive thyroid hormone, and then that converts to the active thyroid hormone, T3. And so that kind of regulates your metabolism, your ability to build muscle. So those are some important ones. If you are asking about blood work, I would definitely get a full thyroid panel, especially with competitors. Super important. And then when you're taking like a progesterone snapshot, my recommendation, if you are still having your period, so most females are going to want to get blood work if they've stopped having their period for a long time period. but if you are still, you know, having a menstrual cycle every month, my suggestion is, so the first day that you bleed, count 19 to 21 days after that so that you're in the luteal phase. That ensures that progesterone is at its highest spike. So then you can get a snapshot of when progesterone's at its highest. It can kind of be marred in the data, like if you take it during a different phase where progesterone's naturally low. So you want to get a snapshot of when it's the highest so you can see if there's actually a deficiency there. And then if there is a deficiency, and even if your estrogen isn't super, super high, you want to take a look at those ratios. So if progesterone's super low and estrogen's low, you could still be estrogen dominant. So just some things to look at. Do you have anything to add on progesterone or anything like that?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, so
you're doing a great job.
I feel like I'm just rambling about all these hormones.
You're doing a really good job. Very thorough.
I don't know if that answers your question, but I hope that helps a little bit. But it's very nuanced, so it's important to, you know, get the guidance based on your symptoms and make sure that there's a doctor involved. So if a coach tells you that they can fix you and that they can interpret your blood work, I just, not to throw anybody under the bus, but that wouldn't be like the best mode in my opinion. But that's just me personally. I like to be safe, and I like to keep within my scope of practice. So moving on to the next question, and this one is in regards to, I know we have a lot of female listeners, and this has happened, kind of what to do when you do have your period during peak week. And so I know I've personally experienced this probably one time. it didn't really seem to affect me that much in terms of it was so long ago that do you have anything to share with the listeners on if you do have your period during peak week?
I just know that people, at least like the couple clients that I've had, and will, when they get their period on peak week, they panic. And okay, so yes, that's not super ideal because we know our body like retains a little bit of extra water. Like I feel more tired. Like your energy and strength is low. So peak week can be tough. And then when you compound it with a menstrual cycle, it could be a little extra, but it's not always a bad thing. And sometimes I feel like our physiques look the most, well, at least a couple of clients that I have, their physiques look predominantly the best post period. So it kind of sets you up for a best case scenario moving into a show. I just make sure that if, you know, this has happened to me where I've gotten my menstrual cycle during peak week, just make sure to do extra prioritizing with the things that I really need to execute to do my peak week. Also, a lot of times that's my cardio, my food, my lifting. Like, those are my priorities. And then I budget in some extra time for rest because my body will just, it gets tired a little bit quicker. But that's really like the small adjustments that I make for peak week.
Okay. Yeah. So I have two different peaking methods that I use with athletes, and there's never a hard and fast rule. And I would say that pretty much with every athlete, each peak goes differently every single time. It happens that way. It's so nuanced. And I wish that I could download my brain of like what I've done with hundreds of athletes in like different scenarios, because it's just not something that's easily teachable. In terms of that, but there's two basic kinds of peaking methods. And I just wanted to share both of those because I think that it kind of can explain what I would do as a coach now in like in my current knowledge base with what I've found to be the most successful just by, you know, trial and error. So there's a backload and a front load. Okay. And so I've tried the front load, and then someone has ended up that they were PMS and they ended up starting their period when we had already started the front load process. That can be kind of a recipe for disaster because you're front loading your carbohydrates. So if they have like a Saturday show, you're carbing them up on Wednesday after like a depletion period. And it can tend to, you know, carbohydrates, they can allow you to hold a little bit more water, especially if there's some hormone fluctuations going on. And that physique is one of those that, you know, when they start their period, they're about 3 to 5 pounds heavier. They just look a little puffier due to that estrogen rise. So in those situations, if I know ahead of time that like somebody's going to be going through their period during peak week, then I'm going to backload them. And that means that they're going to get their carb up on Friday. And it's going to be a more vanilla type of peak. Their foods will stay pretty consistent throughout the week. And that's just to eliminate variables for the most part. Because with the front loading, there are a lot of variables. Like day to day, it depends on how many carbs you're going to get like on Thursday, on Friday, how your front loading goes. So I like to eliminate as many variables like because the hormones are already going to be providing those for us. So we want to make it really vanilla. And so I don't know if that answers the question well, but that's kind of what I got there.
No, I think that's definitely plays a role. And I think something that's great to communicate with your coach as well too, is what's happening with you hormonally, because you know, like for peak weekend, stepping on stage, water plays a huge role, and hormones plus your food plus a lot of times people do like water manipulation too. All of those things have to be like in accordance with each other.
A little hack and a tip that I have for people, I forgot to say this because this is something new that I've implemented in my coaching I think just this year, or maybe at the end of last year, where I just require, or at least I strongly recommend to my athletes that they do a period tracker. So we can follow the trends. So I know, like, way ahead of time if it's actually going to be happening. In their weekly journals, they're telling us what their hormone status is for the week during their check-in. Yes. As part of our portal, one of the questions is hormonal, and then they're tracking it on their like their app. So I use P-Tracker, but it tells me when I ovulate, so I can kind of start seeing those biomarkers, like, you know, constipation, water retention, mood changes. I get really bad menstrual migraines and like a drop in energy. Mm-hmm. So you kind of start seeing those patterns, and then it's cool because then you have that data. So you kind of are ready. Like, you know, if that is actually going to be happening. So as a coach, then we're able to, you know, strategize ahead of time so that we're prepared for that. But
yeah,
it's just my two cents.
I think that's great. And competitors are so in tune with their body. I think that's, like, a lot of times when I get new people on board, that's one of the new things that they start having to implement and paying attention to, like, not just like digestion, but like where they're at hormonally. And I would say, just, this is completely anecdotal, but even people or women that have, that are on like a IUD or something like that, where they say that they don't get regular menstrual cycles, I still see patterns within like hormonal shifts or PMS symptoms. So I still ask them to still track, because it still provides valuable data if your body is going through some type of cyclical pattern for us to know how to plan it out for your show day.
Yeah, that's a good point. And to me, when something's so closely monitored, like such as data, when we're tracking inches and we're tracking weight, and as females, we get so frustrated when the scale jumps up 3 to 5 pounds. Well, I feel way more at ease and less cortisol dump, less stress, because if I know that it's coming, then I just know, like, okay, well, I'm going to be constipated, so that's going to add some weight. And then my hormones are going to jump up, so that's going to add some weight. And I just know that it's temporary. Sometimes, like, when you see the scale going up and you feel like you're doing all the right things, at least for me in the past, like, that would be an instance where I would be, like, really challenged to, like, binge or eat off plan, because my hormones are already crazy. And I'm like, oh, well, screw this. Like, I've already, I've done all the things, and now my weight's up. But now I know better as an athlete. And so I just try to share that with my clients too, because I feel like it can really provide value to them, and just kind of like some reassurance as far as like keeping in tune with what their body is supposed to be doing at that time of the month. So, but like I said, sorry, boys, we're a female only, team. So these are some things that, you know, when we specialize, that's one of the advantages to specializing, is just that, you can kind of be, you can see these trends over like the same type of population. You know what I'm saying? So,
because
guys don't have to deal with those variables. But anyway, so moving on to the next question. And this one, I know we've done a podcast on our why. So I think you all understand what our mission at Glam Girl is and what our why is. But this question was pertaining to how did the business start. And so we've been in business for 3.5 years at Glam Girl. I've been, you know, an online coach for much longer than that, but that's when the company actually started. Chris, do you want to share with our listeners maybe what prompted you to want to start coaching, I guess, and start, because you are my first mentoree. So
I know. I actually, what appealed to me most was I loved being an athlete. Like, I loved the challenge. I loved using, you know,
scientific method and the scientific method, like hypothesis. No, I mean, like I enjoyed seeing like how you could use science to manipulate your body, and I was amazed by what human body could do. And so, like, I enjoyed the athlete part of it, but I also was very touched by how, honestly, how Amy had impacted me being my coach. Like, I had never had somebody invest in not only my health, but my goals, and as in me as a person. And so, like, knowing that that influence was so positive in my life, I kind of just wanted to pay it forward. And so, you know, I talked to Amy about aligning up with her and having her teach me how to be like as influential as you are. Teach me how I can impact people in the same way, because I had so many women asking me like how to get in shape or how to eat or how can I look like this. And I think there is just like a really special thing when you can help somebody get to an elite level, like an ultimate physique, even if it's just for show day, but show them what they're capable of and show them how like tough they can be. And yeah, I think it was a lot of through my personal experience and wanting to share that with other people that I asked about getting started as a coach. And so, yeah, we started our mentorship from there.
Yeah. And I think it was about a year after the company had initiated. So a little bit about my story as to why I started the business. So I was working in a job that I felt like, you know, it wasn't getting me excited every day to wake up in the morning. We'll put it that way. And I had a situation where I had just found out that my mom had breast cancer, and there were, you know, a couple of things always come in threes, right? You kind of just, you think your parents are going to be around forever. And it's just like, it was just like that moment where, you know, when I found out that she had breast cancer, that I just thought, you know, if I'm not just waking up every day and super excited about what I'm doing, and like life's just too short to not, you know, try to make the impact that you want to make on the world. And so that's what prompted me to go on my own. And it was crazy because there was like all this sadness in the house. And a couple of days later, I got this random call, and you know, it was like some stranger on a Sunday night. So I'm like, who in the world? I'm like, great, this is more bad news or something. And they're like, is this Amy Inger? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, we're calling to inform you that you just won a unicorn floaty. And it was this giant floaty. And so that's why we have the mascot, the unicorn. But it has a lot of meanings, like unicorn prep, just finding that specific puzzle that fits for you, your lifestyle, your family, your career, your fitness goals. Whatever that picture is, everyone is unique and everybody has the perfect puzzle. So everyone deserves, in my opinion, a unicorn prep. And so that whenever my daughter and I would get sad, and I just want to tell you, my mom has been cancer-free for a while. So she's doing great. But whenever we were sad, we would just scream out, unicorn floaty. And so, yeah, we had this unicorn that was kind of how I came up with the logo, and my brother designed the logo and everything. So that's how the business came about. And shortly after Chris had won her pro card, that's when we kind of started doing the mentoring thing. I remember at breakfast, I had gotten top five and you had won your pro card, and we were just like sitting there in Pittsburgh, and you're like, let's do this. Like, let's build this. And I mean, at that point I was full. I was turning down clients. So I wanted to extend my reach. I wanted to, you know, continue to do that. And I saw that in you, that you're such a good representative of everything that Glam Girl embodies. And I knew that you would be paying that forward to others. And So I just felt like anything that I always thought, like you thought the same, and we were just on the same page. Yeah. So yeah, it was a really good fit. And from there, yeah, we have 5 coaches now, and it's been really great. So unfortunately, we're at 30-minute mark, so we only got 3 questions done, maybe 4. I don't know. I tend to ramble, especially when it comes to hormones. I apologize if I got too bikini nerd on all of y'all, but...
it's super complicated. So I am glad that you explained it, because I just know they're in our body. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that's why we have the doctors. I don't know as much as I need to. I know enough to be dangerous. So I'll point you in the right direction is what I always do. Like, if I can't help you, then I want to do my best to find somebody that can. And
yeah,
and that goes in different situations, like with eating disorders and, like, you know, making sure that you're pointing people in the right direction. I think that that's what's appropriate as a coach, is knowing when it's your job and when it's not. So, anywho,
yeah,
this is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Enger. And you can find us on Instagram at Prep Life Podcast or at Glam Girl Bikini, and you can apply for your very own unicorn prep at glamgirlbikini.com. And I am the queen of the outros, so my fabulous co-host, can you sign off for us?
Of course. Yes, and this is Chris Nicole, the first mentoree of Glam Girl Bikini, coach and IFBB Bikini Pro. Thanks for listening, guys.